Now we're like professionals.
This literally looks professional.
It is.
I wish everyone listening could see it because, you know.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis for Salukis and anyone else that wants to listen.
Welcome back to the Red Hill Podcast. This is Mr. Potts hosting once again, and this time I've got with me.
Hi, I'm Lua.
And?
I'm Brendan.
We are featuring Lua today. We've been doing a series featuring our international students, kind of getting to know them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And this will be our, this is exciting because this will be our non-European student.
Yay!
We have six this year, but they're like five of them are from Europe. And
I'm American.
Technically, Lua is American.
Technically.
Yeah. I mean, I guess not technically, but you know, South American, but still American. She's still on the Americas.
Yes.
So we're really just kind of featuring an American student.
Yeah, but I'm Latina.
Everyone listening in, who if you've heard episode one of season two, you've heard Lua because she was on that episode when we kind of did the preview of the media club and...
Go watch it now. Oh, watch.
Or listen.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. I guess I need to kind of get used to doing that. The whole, hey, go back and listen to this and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Listen Follow to the first on. One because I'm there and I'm cool.
And now you're on this one. So it's like we've come full circle.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have to put you on the last one just so we can kind of like boom, boom. Mm-hmm. The last one for the season and things like that. All right, rock on. Okay, so we established you're from South America.
I am.
What part of South America are you from?
I am from Brazil.
Brazil. What? Where in Brazil are you from? Because everyone thinks Brazil and it's pretty much just Rio.
Yeah.
That's like all anyone knows of Brazil.
Yeah, usually people just divide by like Rio and São Paulo. I'm from São Paulo, but not like the big city. I'm from the beach part of São Paulo.
You're from the beach area.
Yeah. I live on the beach.
That's cool.
And here you are in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
Where the closest body of water is like 5 hours north.
I mean, depends on if you consider the Embral River a body of water.
True.
It is technically water.
Yeah.
I've been inside that river.
Wait, we have the lake at the state park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's the closest.
Very small, but.
Yeah. It's. Compared to what, you know, you live mm-hmm. beside, it's pretty much a puddle. It's not really even a pond. So you're from the beaches. Kate also, she was from the coastal region of Italy mm-hmm. where she was. And so you're a second coastal person. So I don't think I have to ask, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
We're in late in October at the time of recording this, going into November, which means winter is setting in. The temperature has dropped greatly. How are we feeling?
We're from
the coastal regions of Brazil.
You know, whenever I got here, it was still summer here in the U.S., but it was winter in Brazil, and I swear it was the same temperature. Like,
I was gonna
say, summer, it's my winter. My summer is hell.
But that was when we'd be... So really, it's getting ready to go into summer down there.
Yeah.
Because you're south of the equator.
Mm-hmm.
So how... And I know you think in Celsius, whereas we're Fahrenheit, so there will be a little bit of it. But about how hot does it usually get down there?
It can get to like 35 degrees Celsius,
which is very, very warm for.
Yeah,
I think that's in like the. I think that we need to grab like the MacBook or something like that. I think that's like the high 90s or something like that. Because
like right now, you know. It's like spring, summer, so.
So it'd be fairly comfortable down there. But is it
95 degrees Fahrenheit?
Is that
95? That was pretty much the average around here for the summer, which is.
It was hot this summer.
That's on the high side.
You have to wait until you get to like January. And that's, I don't even.
Oh no! It won't start getting warm again until like maybe April.
Maybe.
No, I'm talking about Brazil because that's going to be like peak summer. You
know? Oh, okay. So your January is basically our July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird to think of. I think of January. I think of like freezing cold.
Well, see,
getting warmer. But
it'll be 35 around here in January. It's just going to be 35 Fahrenheit, not 35 Celsius.
Okay.
So you'll still be in 35 degree weather.
Mm-mm.
It's just, you know, it's going to be a little bit lost in translation.
I know. I'm scared.
It's nothing to be scared of. It's just, it's
like. It is. I almost freezed last weekend, okay?
When it was in the 70s.
No, it was.
For us, it was 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, it was 3 degrees Celsius.
Okay. Wait,
he's so searching. your phone is still set on your Celsius and your and all of that.
Yeah, I was in West Lafayette, and then I went to a football game and I almost freezed. Like literally, I couldn't feel my hands. My feet were numb.
That's about 38 degrees Fahrenheit for us Fahrenheit people. Yeah.
It seems like way worse than Celsius, but like it's.
Yeah, that being outside in 38 degrees is obnoxious. Yeah. Even if it's not like drizzling rain or, because around here you'll have like drizzle rain that goes on top of it. It's like
nice.
Well, I don't know why, but this area of the country for some reason gets all the extremes. Mm-hmm. We can get like the highest temperatures mixed with the humidity, and then we bottom out also.
Best of both worlds.
It's not.
Hey.
We live in an area of the country where the air hurts our face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water's bipolar. Like, not water. Weather's bipolar.
Yeah. And the sad thing is it'll be in like the same day.
Yeah, same day. We'll have like super sunny and hot, and then it'll start raining and get freezing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, like we just went like last week or the week before is like pretty chilly in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then by like afternoon, it was like 80, 85. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like sweltering outside because that's just how it is. Or going to like the football games and things like that.
Yeah.
And it suddenly starts raining.
But you're getting to experience changing leaves.
I am. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. There are advantages mm-hmm. that come with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not sitting on the beach year round.
Yeah.
But there is that. But you did choose to do this. So speaking of,
well,
one of the things we've been asking is how did you end up here to begin with? So is it a program that's offered through your school or is this something else? What's
well, when my mom was 16, she had like her exchange year. She came to the US, but she went to like Florida. And
which is basically Brazil North.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I always like grew up hearing stories about her exchange program, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. So whenever I was like 14, I was like, Mom, is this really gonna happen? 15, Mom, are we really gonna do this? And then we actually like looked agencies and stuff, and we found one that she liked and I liked, and I started like doing my application and stuff. But there's like different things you can choose, and one is like you can choose the country. That's everybody gets to choose the country, but if you pay a lot more, then you can choose like the state or the city, even the school.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't. And the only thing I said, Mom, I don't want to end up in a farm in the middle of nowhere. Like,
well,
I swear, that's exactly what I said.
And Lua, where does your host family live?
In a farm in the middle of nowhere. I know, but I love it. I mean.
So we're the discount is what you're saying. You did not pay enough and here you are.
Oh, yeah. But that's okay.
You're getting a lot of adventures and learning a lot of things, so that's for sure.
I am, yeah. Things I never thought I would get to experience.
Never thought you'd get to experience, or never, it never occurred your mind to experience it?
Well, second option.
How big is the town that you live in? I know you said you live on the coast, and you.
Yeah.
I know São Paulo is a big city, but you also said it wasn't like São Paulo.
In Brazil, the city where I live is like small, but it's like way bigger than here, you know?
I'll bet small means a lot different than mm-hmm. what they consider small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a few thousand, I'm sure.
We have like cities close to us, and you guys have cities mm-hmm. close here, and the cities here you can travel. Like, I can go through 3-4 different cities in 20 minutes here in a straight line. Mm-hmm. And in Brazil, for me to go to, like, a close, really close city takes like 30 minutes, 1 hour.
Just to get to one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. And I used to think that was like amazing because people in São Paulo, they just like to go from one neighborhood to the other, it takes 1.5 hours, you know, because it's just really, really big. I forgot the word.
Really, really big works.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, your school situation down there, you've gone on a slightly unique path. You've gone on not just a traditional, like, even when talking with some of the others, it's been kind of like kindergarten through senior year. But you were telling me before that you actually had the opportunity to attend a special school.
Yeah. I used to go to a normal, like, high school. But then there's this, like, federal institutions there where you can, like, take a test. And a lot of people want to. And you have, like, technical courses. They're, like, the college here. And then, well, it was about 600 people in the test that I went and made. And I was in 10th place, so...
10th out of 600.
Yeah. And it was... Don't tell anyone, but it was not really the course that I wanted to make. But I had to go. So now I'm going to be a technician in informatics and hardware stuff. So...
What Lua is saying is that she is wicked smart in Portuguese.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like wicked smart here in America, but you're functioning on your secondary language.
Yeah,
you're
not even... so much harder here. Not like the things I learned are way easier, but it's just hard to like everything that I've ever learned. I have to translate it now and see how you guys say it. And that's just makes my head hurt. Yeah.
You kind of talked about that a little bit in the first episode. Like sometimes you just need a Portuguese break.
Yeah, I really do. That's when I call my friends.
Have you gotten pretty much used to just hearing nonstop English at this point? Is it a little bit easier now just because you've been in it for a couple months?
Mm-hmm. That kind of scares me. Not going to lie, because like, I'm just so used to it by now. And I remember whenever I traveled to other places, it was just like, it was so weird seeing people talking the same language. And it's not my first language. But now I just feel like it's pretty much normal for me, and I don't know, I kind of feel bad. Sometimes I start speaking English in my head to myself, and then I'd be like, no, Lua, you're going to forget Portuguese. No, speak Portuguese. And then I start like trying to say Portuguese to myself, and it just doesn't seem like 100% natural now.
I think Walter said that exact same thing pretty much. He said he's like scared he's going to lose his German.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he isn't talking German that much, he says, except like when he talks to his family.
Right. I know that, yeah, like Mara and Fina use each other because they both speak German, so they can use each other from time to time. But Lua's our only Portuguese speaker.
I am.
So how different is Portuguese from Spanish?
Pretty different.
Because everyone would assume you're Latina.
Yeah.
So you speak Spanish. Yeah. But you don't. You speak Portuguese.
I speak Portuguese, yeah.
Would you be able to understand a Spanish speaker? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's at the same time really similar, but it's definitely not the same. So people like from Mexico, whenever I talk to them, I have to speak Portuñol. That's like the mix between Portuguese and Spanish. And we can like understand each other pretty well, but I can like speak a little bit of Spanish, so that also helps. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all I need. Like, I don't need much. We're just, like, neighbors, bro.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you, when did you find out you made it and you were going to be coming over here?
That's, like... a really good memory because, you know, in Brazil, we have this really big festival called Carnaval. And it happens like in February, end of February, start of March. And then it was the first day of Carnaval It's usually like 5 days of parties. And then it was the first day I was getting ready. My friend was coming to my house. And when they got there, they were like all up in my room. And I was there. And then my mom called me. She was like, she started screaming. And my mom's really dramatic. So I had no idea what was happening. And she was crying in front of the computer, I think. And then she's like, you got your family, because, you know. Yeah. And then we open, and oh, it was so nice.
And there were the Hoswinkles.
Yeah. And then I saw my mama's face and my daddy's face. And then I saw my host sisters and my host brother and everyone in my family. And now they're like normal people to me. But at the time, I didn't know them. That's crazy.
So now that you've been here for a little bit, so you've been here about 3 months.
Yeah.
Give or take. Yeah. Gosh, it really has been like 3 months already. That's crazy. Anyway, I broke my own brain on that one. Some of the big surprises that you've experienced that you haven't really, that's kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't expect this at all. Or other than everything that has to do with farm life.
Oh, man. The school is pretty much what I thought it would be, because my mom was like, it's like the movies, trust me. And then I got here and it feels like the movies, you know? And I was really happy about it. It didn't last long. Now it's kind of boring, but I still love everyone, so that's okay.
That means you've gotten used to it. You've
Yeah.
You're now, in. You're in the
I just
groove,
have to
so
live with
kinda...
it now. Yeah. And then, well, obviously farm life and the way, like, the cities here are built and everything's so close. How you can just, like, go from one state to another. It's, like, 30 minutes from my house, and I'm in Indiana, and mm-hmm. the time changes. That's crazy.
That's true. Do you guys have time change in Brazil?
Yeah, we have five different time zones.
Are you going to get to see other parts of the country while you're here, or... Do you like sometimes depending on like the company that people do the exchange program with, mm-hmm. like they'll have times where they like gather up a number of the students and they go and see other parts of the country or.
Well, I don't know if you heard about that, but we were supposed to go like to Chicago with our exchange company, but I guess not many students signed up and then it was canceled. So.
Oh. That's about the only thing with Chicago is the food's really good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I might go there.
Be. It's like, depends on where, which part.
Depends
of
on what, depends on what you do. The Chicago, the hot dogs are amazing there.
I love hot dogs.
Then you need to try a Chicago dog. Cause okay. It's really.
No, but you know, I like the boiled sausages. I'm sorry.
Okay, by boiled sausages, we're going to have to figure this out because I'm a little confused right now.
I kind of am too.
I don't like the ones that you guys really like.
Grilled?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys not grill much in Brazil?
Not sausages.
I mean, technically, we don't grill sausages either. We grill hot dogs and bratwurst.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I suppose you guys call them sausages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we boiled ones here at the school.
Yeah.
That's good. That's why I like them so much.
Yeah, most of the time they'll be boiled because you can make a bunch of them at the same time. And
yeah.
Yep.
You put them in a big pot of water and stuff like that.
Although, that sounds a little bit gross now that you're saying out loud. But
yeah, but nothing compares to Lua's love of corn.
Oh, yeah.
Which apparently is quite the staple of
Brazilian
culture.
Yeah, I really like
culture.
Corn.
Only well, student I've known... to like go to the cafeteria and request just a bowl of corn.
Hey, I was missing my country. I was homesick. And then, you know, in Brazil, people eat corn at the beach, you know, corn with butter and salt, a lot of salt. And then I did that here. And then what did I get? I choked on my corn and I almost died. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Think you almost
I'm not,
died.
I'm not. Okay. I did.
We'll be right back. So what's some of the things that you're hoping to experience while you're still here, while you're here in America? Like, is there any, like, particular sites you're wanting to see or places to go or...
Well, wherever my host family wants to take me.
You get to go to Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
In Indiana, because one of your sisters goes there.
One of my host sisters in Purdue and my other host sister, she lives in St. Louis, so I also went there. It's really pretty.
St. Louis is a cool place.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to both. I prefer St. Louis over Chicago, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, I think 2 years ago was when Liss and Bowen and all them were there. Yeah, they went to Niagara Falls.
Whoa.
See, I haven't even been to Niagara Falls.
I've never been there either. Liss sent me pictures. It was cool.
We should go.
We should go?
Yeah, the media club.
Media should take a field trip all the way to the Canadian border.
Yeah, take us to
New York.
Wait.
That's about a 14-hour drive.
Oh. Yeah. I can drive. I'll drive us.
You're going to drive us?
Sure.
You can't drive yourself. You're in America.
I know.
You're in the United States. You can't drive in the United States.
I know, but, well, going to drive 14?
Can you drive in Brazil?
Not legally. Well.
I mean, that's a good answer. That's kind of the question. I'm not. You notice I did not ask, have you? I just asked, are you allowed to?
Oh, no.
Then, yes, we'll leave it at that, and we'll move on to the next question.
I'm pretty sure Walter can't until he's 18 or something.
Yeah.
He can't for a
while. The law is 18.
Yeah, what's funny is he can drink, but he can't drive.
Which is crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Same thing in Brazil. You can drink at 16.
Yeah.
Legally.
I mean, we technically can
technically.
As long as it's in our house and the parents' permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your parents, you can.
But see, technically, legally, it's 21 here. Okay, so you're actually going to be here a little bit after the school year ends.
I am, yeah.
You have family. I think you were telling me you have family plans to go and travel with family and stuff like that and see a little bit more of the country. And
exactly.
That's going to be super exciting.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
You've experienced
But I don't want to leave.
We don't want you to leave.
Are you sure?
Well, here's the thing. It's only October. At the time of recording this, we got some time.
Well, that means it's already been 3 months, and I only have like 6 more to go.
And we'll just let those 6 months be 6 months. We won't get to, get ourselves in too big a hurry.
Those 3 months, they look like 3 weeks. That's not fair.
Yeah. It's a blink, and it goes by really, really fast.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
I know.
But we're just going to enjoy the time that we have while we have it. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yes.
And forget about the time.
We're not going to spend all our time anticipating and, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, we're almost this far into it. But this year is going pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, you can always come back at some point, too. It might be expensive.
That's my plan. So I'm not that sad that I'm leaving because I'm coming back. Whether you like it or not.
We'll always welcome you back, Lua. That is without a doubt. All right, we are wrapping up this episode.
No.
Yeah, we're going to hear, you're going to be on many other episodes, I have a feeling.
I'm just being dramatic,
we're probably going to hear you quite a bit. But it's been good to get to know Lua a little bit more, and we can't wait to see how this year plays out. And
can't wait to see Lua again.
We can't wait to see or hear from Lua again. But until then, I am Mr. Potts, and I'm here with
Lua
and Brendan.
And we will see you next time on the Red Hill Podcast. See you later. Bye.
Bye.